वो जाकर के जो सुना عليكم السلام كيف الحال ابدا مني ما بعد الله مقدمه حيث قال من هنا نبدا قدم الدرس ثم نبدا تقرا استمر بالقراءه وكيفك اذا تاجل We used to have a mic here. We used to have an independent mic. Do we have it? Huh? Okay.
وذلك القدر فيها الا والله ما شخص فيها أحد إلا نسفته كما ينسف السيل الجم.
والله ما شخص فيها أحد إلا نسفته كما ينسف السيل الجم. رواه عبد الرزاق
والحافظ رحمه الله. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. We came after the long break to introduce the need for us to read a book about Satan. Because in our region, in our community, in our country, we became faced with Satan. And anyone who is conversant with the way that fitna, the fitna of the demonstrations and protests that led to the destruction that we have seen, the Satan was widespread. Anyone who was conversant with it and who still knows what's happening will know that we can fall into the fitna again. But unfortunately, may Allah protect all of us. May Allah protect all of us. Unfortunately, you find some of the Muslims knowingly or unknowingly falling into it and becoming a party to it. Muslims. I won't be surprised if some of the brothers who are supposed to be upon the Sunnah themselves were making comments that one way was fueling the crisis. We shall read some of these kinds of attitude from what this Sheikh Suleiman al-Raheli will say to us in this book. We'll find it very beneficial, inshallah. That was the reason why we chose to read about the fitan. We should have started this class in the last week. But when one of the sheikhs passed away, we spoke about him. Otherwise, we should have started talking about these issues from the last class in the last Ahad, last Sunday. So the reason I'm restating this is that many times people mistakenly err, and sometimes people deliberately misconceive ideas. Somebody can make a mistake in his understanding of a matter. Somebody can deliberately twist a matter away from the point that was made regarding it. You know, the reason why I'm saying this was because in the last class when I said the sheikh who passed away was a fitna, I quickly explained. I said because those are two varying views about him, two extreme views, and the people are in a hot battle regarding him. That was why I called it a fitna, the means of trial for the people. We read about things like this too, not far away in this book. So some of the people may mistakenly think that, oh, they are reading about fitna because somebody died. And some will deliberately twist it, oh, they want to read about fitna because somebody died. So we're reading about fitna because of the larger community of Muslims, and the larger community of the people in our country, in our region, How do we handle situations the kind of which we just came out from? Unfortunately, the day we introduced the need to discuss Fiqhul Fitan, we were still on curfew in this city where we are. Do we remember? The day we introduced the need to talk about Fitan, here in this town, we were still under the curfews at the time. So we are not reading Fitna or Fiqhul Fitan because someone passed away. We are reading Fiqhul Fitan because the community had been embroiled in the fitan. And you hardly find people talking about issues like this. So we felt to read it by way of finding guidance for ourselves in those kinds of situations. Because one of the asar of Al-Fitan, like we read from this asar of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, is that two resolutive soul, fitan brings about issues turning downside up. You wouldn't find us being able to sit down like this in the times of a fitna. When that fitna was hot, this area where we are is the center point of the fitna. You cannot sit down like this. When even people found it hard to make salat here. So when there is fitna, you cannot sit down like this. So the time when you can address how a Muslim conducts himself in the time of fitna is when that fitna has not been seen by everybody. When it has not been seen by everybody. Perhaps when the portents are still only visible to those who think deeply. At that time, people are still able to sit down together without a trouble. They are still able to observe Salah in Jama'ah. They are still able to, if there is Salatul Eid, perform Salatul Eid in Jama'ah. But when the fitan actually descends, all of these things become difficult and people begin to run helter-skelter. You not even talk about Salatul Jama'ah. Even observing the Salah alone in your home will be out of fear. You will be worried maybe by the time you are observing Salatul Isha, your home may be attacked. I have been in these kinds of conditions before, and we witnessed something not far away in the last 1 month. This is the reason why we chose to read about fitan. Unfortunately, it's an issue, Fiqhul Fitan is an issue people hardly talked about. You hardly hear about people discussing in the times of fitna, what does the Quran say we should do? In the times of fitna, what does the Sunnah say we should do? In the times of fitna, what was the conduct of the early Muslims? You find us hardly talking about issues like this. Our discussions were always about Salah, Zakat, Wudu, Tahara, issues like this. Or we are talking about issues of Aqidah, as the case may be. Or we are even talking about issues of Adab, as the case may be. But to talk about issues of fitna and how to handle it, how to conduct oneself, it is hardly talked about. Not because we live in these kinds of environments. Some of the scholars like Sheikh Abdul Karim Al-Khudayr, whose book we had wanted to read, Hadiyu Salafi Fil Fitan, he also mentioned it in the Muqaddimah of his statement, that this is an issue people hardly talk about. In fact, students of knowledge don't want to be identified with talking about these matters. Why? They say people will take you as a wise. He says, so, but what is the motivation for the people to do good deeds? It is when they understand these matters. That when there is peace and tranquility in the community, make good use of your worship, make good use of your time. Before the time comes when it will be difficult for you to gather in a salah, in jama'ah, in any masjid, anywhere. So the scholars have mentioned that the knowledge of these issues is scarce, despite the fact that you find them in the books of hadith. From Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Kutub al-Sunan al-Arba, you see the A'imma talking about fitan and gathering ahadith about fitan, but we hardly read them. We hardly pay attention to them. We hardly understand their istilahat because they also have technical words they use. In fact, they have abiyat they sing or they say and poetize in the times of fitan. We shall come back to them, inshallah. Sheikh Suleiman al-Ruhaili was mentioning a number of them in this book, Fiqhul Fitan. So we thought to do something about it by way of exposing ourselves to it so that we know how to conduct ourselves in such circumstances. May Allah protect us from fitan.
We had also wanted to go with the book of Sheikh Abdul Karim Al-Khudair, Hafizahullah. But I later found out that his approach is wa'izi, the approach of someone who is giving an admonition, just trying to say, try to be sure that you are upon the ways of the Salaf when there is fitna. This was his approach. But Sheikh Suleiman Ruhaili, his approach was, what are those things you are supposed to do? Sheikh Abdul Karim was talking about, be sure that you follow it. Sheikh Suleiman Ruhaili is talking about, what should you do with yourself? So I felt that to read the book of Sheikh Suleiman is better. Even though Jazahullah Khairan, one of the brothers had produced copies for us for the book of Sheikh Abdul Karim Al-Khudair, each of us, we could still have a copy of that book and still read it as a supplement to what we'll be reading from Sheikh Suleiman Ruhaili. May Allah forgive us and protect us from fitan. This book, the asul of the book, was a lecture that he gave in Jamiatul Islamiyah in Medina. So you'd find the audio of this lecture also on the YouTube. It was a lengthy lecture he gave, and it was transcribed into this book, Fiqhul Fitan, and published by Darul Nasiha. The copy we have was a downloaded copy, but this is the original print of the book, Fiqhul Fitan, by Sheikh Suleiman Ruhaili. It also has the foreword of Sheikh Salih Al-Suhaimi, Hafizahullah, one of the oldest scholars upon the Sunnah we have amongst the people of Medina. Very elderly, very knowledgeable. He was the one who did the foreword to this book by way of adding strength to strength in terms of our reliance on what we will find in the book to be from guidance, inshallah. May Allah make us understand better than we'll try to explain. Sheikh Suleiman Ruhaili, don't forget, brothers, that this is a book we are reading now. The approach will be different from the approach of if we are reading a hadith, we have to stop, start talking about the details of it. It's a completely different approach. So a better thing for each of us is that we have a copy of the book with us. We look at it. We can make notes. You can write your notes besides your copy of the book, so that you have the opportunity to come back to it at a later time if need be. You have an opportunity, if something is not clear, you note it at the end of the class, you ask about it. That is when appropriate and proper learning will be achieved in these kinds of classes. Let's try to be sure that we have copies of the book with us, Fiqhul Fitan, which was a lecture transcribed for Sheikh Suleiman Ruhaili, Hafizahullah. After the general introductory remarks by Sheikh Suleiman Ruhaili, he said, Ayyuhal ikhwa wal akhwat, I call you, O brothers and sisters. You know it's a lecture. It was organized, means that those that were also women present in the sitting. And we know how women will be present in a gathering of Islam. So he said, Ayyuhal ikhwa wal akhwat, inna rabbana subhanahu wa ta'ala ja'ala ad-dunya dar ibtila'in wal ikhtibar. Ja'ala ad-dunya dar ibtila'in wa ikhtibarin. O brothers, inna rabbana, Allah, our Lord, who has created us and who sustains us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose hands is the control of our affairs, in whose hands is the control of the heavens and the earth, subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will take our lives and bring us back in resurrection. Ja'ala dunya dar ibtila'in wa ikhtibarin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this dunya a home of trials, ibtila. People will be tried inside this dunya, so that when they are successful, they will gain the results for that success in the hereafter with Al-Jannah. And those who fail will also gain the results of their failure in Jahannam or wherever as the case may be. So this dunya is a place of ibtila and ikhtibar. It's a place of trials and it's a place of tests. وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا أَنْوَاعًا مِنَ الْفِتَنِ. Allah has placed in this dunya anwa'an, forms, different forms of fitan. This word, al-fitan, is the plural of the word fitna. Fitna is the singular of the word fitan. The Sheikh said, Allah has placed different kinds of fitan or fitna in its different forms. Allah has placed it in this dunya. So we can ask a question. What does it mean to say fitna? What does fitna mean? Al-Imam al-Razib al-Asfahani, if we go back to Mu'jam al-Fadh al-Qur'an by one of the scholars who has paid good attention to explaining the meanings of each of the words that you find in the Qur'an. Al-Razib al-Asfahani is from amongst the early Muslims. He has given 15 kinds of usages for this word in the Qur'an. 15. Such that you will read something meaning fitna in one place, meaning, for example, we'll come back to it, nar. And in the next verse, it is meaning azab. In Surah Al-Zariyat, Allah says, يَوْمَ هُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ يُفْتَنُونَ. يَوْمَ هُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ يُفْتَنُونَ. What did he say next? ذُوكُوا فِتْنَتَكُمْ. يَوْمَ هُمْ عَلَى النَّارِ يُفْتَنُونَ. The day that they will be burnt in the fire. يُفْتَنُونَ, to be burnt in the fire. The day that عَلَى النَّارِ يُفْتَنُونَ, they will be burnt in the fire. And then he says, Zuku, these people who will be burnt in the fire will be told, Zuku fitnatakum, yani Zuku azabakum, yuftanun, burnt, fitnatakum, azab. It could also be made to mean shirk, like he said in Al-Baqarah, wal fitnatu أَشَدُّ مِنَ الْقَتْلِ. Ulama say this fitna means shirk. To be upon shirk is worse than to be killed. To be upon shirk is worse than to be killed. What do we interpret here to mean shirk? Fitna. In Surah As-Saffat, who will tell us what mention of fitna is there? Surah As-Saffat. What mention is there? فَإِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ بِفَاتِنِينَ. فَإِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ. You, O people, the mushrikun, and the idols that you worship. مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ بِفَاتِنِينَ. You cannot bring fitna to him, that is to the one that Allah has guided. What does the fitna mean here? Ma antum alayhi bimudinin. That is, you cannot bring misguidance to the one that Allah has guided, has rightly guided. You will see fatinin, fitna here, will be referring to what? Misguidance. There are about 15 usages of that word fitna in the Quran. That's why it's appropriate to understand the basic meaning of that word fitna. Ulama say fitna has come from the word fatnu. Fitna too has come from the word fatnun. Fatnun is what English people will refer to as assay. A-S-S-A-Y. What does it mean? They say it is idkhalu zahabi finna. A zahab, gold. When you place gold in the fire, لِتَظْهَرَ جَوْدَتُهَا
jawdatuhu min rada'atihi, so that the jawda, the best of it, will become separate from that which is bad from it. Fatnu means fire assaying. Place gold in the fire. Those who sell gold say that is the best way to test for the quality of gold. You place it in the fire. When it burns, there's a flame that it will bring. There are other forms of assaying, testing, but this one is referred to as fire assaying. The fire, a test of fire for gold. You place the gold in the fire. When it becomes burnt, there's a color of flame that it will bring. It is from this word that that word fitna has been brought out. Fatnu is the mother word for the word fitna too. And fitanu is the plural of the word fitna. So you see, if you consider all the meanings and the usages of this word in the Quran, you find out that it also has to do with this process of when you place, or what you can derive from the meaning of placing gold in a fire. Because one of the usages, and the most prominent usage, as Sheikh Suleiman Ruhaili has also said, for the word fitna or fitan, is that it is used for ibtila and ikhtibar. When there is ibtila and ikhtibar, what do we want to determine from it? We want to separate people who are good from people who are bad. And that is the basic thing we do when we place gold in fire. Is this issue clear to us? So the basic meaning of fitna is a means of determining what is appropriate, or people who are right and people who are wrong. But it has other uses too. It has other usages. Like when it is used for that people are burnt in the fire. We gave an example in that verse in Surah Al-Zariyah. There's another verse in Surah Al-Buruj. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. What did they do to them? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَدْخَلُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ فِي النَّارِ. You know the kiss of Buruj Abi? That's what Allah refers to. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Those who place the believers, males and female, in the fire for burning. You see the meaning of fitna here? You see the meaning of fitna? So that is how it has about 15 usages in the Quran. But of all of them, like Sheikh Suleiman will come back to tell us, the most widely conceived usage for that word fitna is al-iftibar wal-ibtila, tests and trials. Tests and trials. Maybe I should quickly also explain something before we proceed. After understanding that the most general usage of the word fitna is test, trial, ikhtibar, ibtila, there are two forms of trials, two major forms of fitan. Considering fitna as ikhtibar and what? Ibtila. There are two major forms of fitna. Because Sheikh said here, رَحِمَ حَفِظَهُ اللَّهِ وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا أَنْوَاعًا مِنَ الْفِتَنِ. Allah has placed in this dunya different forms of fitan. Allah placed fitna in this world as a means of test and exam for us. And He has made these fitan of different kinds. All these different kinds of fitna or fitan, they are divided into two major forms. The first major form is al-fitnatu al-amma wal-fitnatu al-khassa. Al-fitnatu al-khassa wal-fitnatu al-amma. The fitna that is khassa, specific to an individual. The individual's fitna. We are coming back to it. He mentioned it. Hafizahullah. That is the fitna that is regarding the individual's nafs, al-fitnatu fi nafsihi, his own life itself, his own personal problems, like we say, that the individual has. He has ikhtibar and ibtila regarding it. He has trials regarding it. He has tests regarding it, from which we will know whether he is a conformer, is a person who will conform to the dictates of Allah, or is a person who will become discordant from the details
from the Sharia and the rulings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is it clear? The individual has fitna fi nafsihi wa fitnatun fi malihi, his possessions are means of fitnatun. Wa fitnatun fi ahalihi, his dependents are also a means of fitna to him. Likewise, fitnatun fi jarihi, his jar, his neighbor, they are means of trials to him. His relatives are means of trials to him. The people he relates with in the community, they are means of trials to him. So this trial is referred to as what? Al-fitnatu al-khasa. This one is always present with every individual. Someone said recently that he can spend 1-2 hours in the bathroom trying to make wudu because he has the fitna of waswasa. He can wash his feet and say, oh, I have not washed my face, oh, and he had washed the face. So he will come back to the face. May Allah protect us. This is fitna regarding his nafs. But this fitna is restricted to who? To him. Others will have fitna regarding their wives. Their wives will be their troubles. I know somebody who, when he's returning from his place of work, when he gets in front of his house, he feels like going back to work. Why? The fitna he's coming to face inside this house. That fitna is what? Khasatun bihi. It is restricted to who? To him. Some people, the fitna is their husband. A woman said recently that she's married to her husband and she has a child for him. They've been living together for about 1.5 years. Few days ago, a few weeks ago, according to her, the husband just came and said he doesn't think that they had been really married though. She should go back to her family. He doesn't want her again. So she started feeling, what is this? This kind of a fitna is fitnatun khasatun bil mar'a. It's a fitna that is restricted to that woman. May Allah protect us. There are also other kinds of fitna, but they are usually khasa, like the fitna of nisa. Some people cannot take their eyes off a woman, whether lawful or unlawful. No matter how much Quran and Hadith they had read and memorized, they are still easily deceived after we have been warned by the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. He referred to women as fitna for men. He says, ma taraktu ba'di fitnatan adarra ala rijali min al-nisa. Fitna to nisa. That kind of a person, that fitna is fitna tun khasatun bihi. It's a fitna that is related to him alone. So fitna have two major forms. The fitna of what? Individuals. Al-fitnatul khasa wal-fitnatu al-amma. The fitnatul amma are fitan that are connected to the entire community, like the type of the fitan we just witnessed in the community. You see a group of people just come out, they start destroying people and killing people. 2-3 days ago, it was in the news that 2 people were arrested in Ibadan. Why? They were said to have eaten the flesh of a policeman who was burnt to death. It's fitnatul amma. It's a fitna that was widespread. But we thank Allah who brought that fitna to control. So these are fitna amma. The Sheikh will give us other examples. But now that we have a good background knowledge of what fitna is and the various forms of fitna, I think we can continue. The Sheikh said, Hafizahullah, Inna Rabbana سبحانه وتعالى جعل الدنيا دار ابتلاء واختبار. Allah has placed in this dunya tests and trials. He made the dunya the home of tests and trials. وجعل فيها أنواع من الفتن. And Allah has placed in this dunya various forms of fitan. We understand now whether that fitna is what? Amma or what? Khasa. We will understand more when we know now that there is fitna amma and fitna khasa. Everybody has his own fitna khasatan bihi. Nas'alullah as-salamata wa al-afiyah. This fitna, the Shaykh says, yatamayyazu biha as-sadiquna min al-kazibin. As a result of the fitna, as a result of the trials and tests,
يَتَمَيَّزُ بِهَا الصَّادِقُونَ. Those who are true to Iman, those who are true to faith, those who truly profess Iman in Allah, يَتَمَيَّزُونَ, they will come out different. They will come out exclusive. They will come out successful. مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ, away from those who are liars. The liars will be deceived by the fitna of Nisa. The liars will be deceived by the fitna of their wives. And they may fall in it. So it will differentiate the people into two. Liars in what sense? In the sense that they would abandon the Sharia when handling the matters of themselves. When handling their relationship with women, they abandon the Sharia. They fall into the fitna. When handling their dealings with their possessions, what they have acquired of material wealth, they reject and set aside the instructions of the Sharia. It is a fitna for them. When they set it aside, they form among those who fail in the fitna. But when they uphold it, they form among those who succeed in the fitna. The fitna will always divide the people into successful people and the people of failures. May Allah protect us. This fitna, he said, يَتَمَيَّزُ بِهَا أَثَّابِتُونَ مِنَ الْمُزَعْزِعِينَ. Those who will be steadfast, ثَابِتُونَ, they will be distinct in that fitna. You see them exclusive, they will come out successful from it. Why? ثَابِتُونَ, these two, they are people who do what? Who stand firmly, مِنَ الْمُزَعْزِعِينَ, away from مُتَزَبْزِبُونَ, those who are front and backwards, front and backwards, front and they are not firm and steady upon the deed. They go back forward, forward, back forward. So they are trapped in the web of the fitna. So the fitna is the thing that will separate between the two. These are the men, these are the boys. These, as they say in the community, the men must be separated from the boys. The fitna will bring the people, because the fitna is the test and the trials. If you have children in a class, let's say a class of 10, you have 10 brilliant students. When will you know the most brilliant from the brilliant ones? The test, ikhtibar and ikhtibar, and ibtila. When you test them, you know this one. Just like you test gold in the fire to know the quality of the gold that you have. That's the same way Allah brings those tests to us to know the quality of our iman, whether it is sound or weak. May Allah protect us. It was mentioned regarding Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that how does an individual manage fitna? Why is it that there is fitna to us? He said it was said to have picked a calabash. You know what a calabash is made from? Mud, clay that becomes molded and it dries. He said when you pick a clay pot, you want to check whether that clay pot is sound. You are in the market, you want to buy a calabash. What do? You hit it. This hitting, do you want to break it? What do you want to do with it? So ibtila and ikhtibar that Allah brings to us, they are not to destroy us. They are to see who are those who are sadiqun, who are those who are kazibun, who are those who are sabitun, who are those who are what? Muzazi'un. May Allah protect us. And then he brought a verse to affirm what he has said. That verse occurs in Surah Al-Ankabut. Alif Lam Mim. Allah alone knows what he means by Alif Lam Mim. Cool. But the ulama say they are symbols that make us understand that man is weak in terms of knowledge. When you say Allah alone knows, what does that mean? We don't know. One of those who said that was Al-Imam Shinkiti Rahimahullah. He says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ, will the people be thinking, considering that, أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا, they will be left just like that. أَنْ يَقُولُوا, they will be left just because they say, آمَنَّا. We believe. وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. And that claim of belief will not be tried. You think you just say, oh, we are Muslims. We are Salafis. There will be trial to test your Salafia. Our Ahlus Sunnah trial will come that will test that your Sunnah. I don't follow anything except Dalil. Trials will come that will test that your claim.
I always say this a lot. Whenever I hear a person claim a thing, I say Allah will bring a test to try it. It's the sunnah of Allah with the people who claim something. When you claim, expect a trial for your claims. That's why those who usually see themselves as the most perfect of people, they are usually trying. Any claim you make, Allah will test that claim. If a woman says, I love my husband, I can die for him, a test will come that will show that to. If a man says, ah, I like my wife, there's nothing I cannot do for her, Allah will bring a test. So in that test, he will be expected to stick to the rulings of the Sharia so that he can succeed. If he does, kana min Allah sadiqin. If he doesn't, kana min al-kadhibin. You see now. If he succeeds, kana min al-sabitin. Or otherwise, kana min al-muzahir. Ahasib al-nasu an yutraku an yakulu amanna wa hum la iftanun. Wa laqad fatanna al-lazina min qablihim. فَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. I hope that this verse is clear to us now, even without explaining it. Do you think you will just leave you like that? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. We had test those who claim to be believers before you. You will not be the first one that we will try to see whether your claim of faith is true. We had tried those before you. فَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. By which Allah knew to, Allah made to be clear, a lot of explanations here. Allah made it clear. Or Allah it made it known to the rest of the people from the fitna that he gave to them. الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. Those who were truthful. وَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And those who were not truthful to faith became known. The munafiqun, when they claim iman, what is the test that Allah brings to them? Salat. Salat. Salat is difficult for munafiqun. Inna al-munafiqina yukhadi'una Allah wa huwa khadi'uhum. Wa idha qamu ila salati qamu kusala. Yura'una an-nas wa la yadhkuruna Allah illa qalila. So their claim of iman is tested. Likewise, battles, wars, is a claim of iman. It's a test of iman. Wars. You think it's easy to, in a battle, cut off the head of a man? May Allah protect us. Munafiqun will run away. Inna buyutana awratun. Allah says, wama hiya bi awra. Their house are not exposed though. In yuriduna illa fira. Offers fall on you. They want to run away. وَلَوْ دُخِلَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَقْطَارِهَا. If the enemies come from behind those homes, ثُمَّ سُئِلُوا الْفِتْنَةَ. And then the enemies ask for evil. The enemies ask to kill you. لَآتَوْهَا. They will allow the enemies to attack you from behind. You see fitna again. So, the test of iman, the test of faith, is al-fitna. This is what this verse clearly states. It affirms what the Sheikh said, that Allah made this world a place of fitna. وَتِلْكُمُ الْفِتْنَةُ كَثِيرَةٌ. And these fitna are many. مِنْهَا فِتْنَةُ الْمَالِ وَالْوَلَدِ. From amongst the fitna that Allah has placed in this world are those fitna, those trials and tribulations that individuals will face fil mal. Regarding their possessions, I don't have, I have. The one that I have, how am I earning it? How did I spend it? What I have, how did I get it? How did I spend it? These are the problems. Is it from halal or haram? When I'm spending it, am I spending it into halal or haram? This is a fitna. He wants to see what you will do with it. May Allah protect us. By way of affirming this, the Sheikh cited the verse in the Quran. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةٌ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. وَعَلَمُوا. You all should be aware. أَنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ. That certainly your wealth, your possessions that you have. وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ. And your children that you have. Fitna, they are means of trial. How? Allah will see whether you guide your children upon correct Islam or not. If you guide them upon correct deen and nurture them upon correct deen, you have succeeded. If you don't nurture them upon their deen correctly, you have failed. May Allah protect us. This is the fitna. Likewise with our wealth. In Tuzah by here, it says, إِنَّمَا مُوَالِكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. Fitna. That's why it says, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. With Allah is the biggest of rewards. Why did he say that after mentioning that our children and our possessions are fitna? Because you may want to seek a means of haram to earn a possession. When you remember that if I leave this one, what will you think about? Allah has a big reward for me. If I leave this one, Allah will give me something that is better and bigger than that. So he quickly told us, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. It will be a means of encouraging us to leave aside anything that is haram. Likewise, if you need to spend upon your children, they say that free school is 80,000 naira, 85,000 naira per term. You may have the money and say this 85,000 naira. Businessmen, they start thinking, I can buy this and sell, I can buy this and sell. And there's another school of 40,000. Let me send him to the 40,000. Allah wants to see your decision regarding that. But when you remember that in the Allah, ajrun azim, you will not be dissuaded to spend as much as 80,000 naira when you have an alternative of 40, because you know that at a place of 80, the religion of your child is at least safe. Do we understand this verse now? The point here is that our wealth, our possessions, and our children are a fitna to us. Some of the people will earn al-jannah with it, and some of the people will earn jahannam with it. May Allah protect us. Like Abu Lahab. Ma agna anhu maluhu wa ma. Look at his possessions will not protect him from fire on the day of Qiyamah. So it is not every time that wealth is a good thing. We shall come back to that. But the point here is that wealth, the children, they are a means of what? Trial and tribulations upon individuals. This one will fall under which type of fitna? Al fitna to al khasa. Barakallahu fikum. وَمِنْهَا فِتْنَةُ الْخَيْرِ وَمِنْهَا فِتْنَةُ الْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ وَالطَّاعَةِ وَالْمَعْصِيَةِ. From amongst the fitan that Allah has placed in this dunya is fitnatu al-khayr. Every good thing is a fitna, ikhwa. Wallahi. If you have a car, it's a fitna. If you don't have it, it's a fitna. If you are rich, it's a fitna. If you are not rich, it's fitna. Why are they both fitans? If you are rich, he wants to see how you will spend that rich and how you multiply your wealth. If you are not rich, he wants to see how you are patient and how you only restricted yourself to things that are halal. Because when people don't have, they may be pushed to something that is what? Haram. Upon an excuse of, I don't have. I hope that this point is clear. So the fitna can be fitna of khair, things we call khair. But fitna, trial, it can end up actually in khair for the individuals, like some of the companions. ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ الدُّسُورِ بِالْوُجُورِ يُسَلُّونَ كَمَا نُسَلِّي وَيَسُومُونَ كَمَا نَسُومُ وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ مِنْ فُضُولِ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. The companions were, some of them were rich, like Uthman, like Abdurrahman ibn Auf. They prayed as all other companions prayed. They observed soul as all others observed. But there is something they do all others may not be able to do. What is that? After صَدُّكُ مِنْ فَضْلِ الْمَالِ. To spend from excess wealth. The man doesn't even have what to eat. Why will he spend? How will he get excess wealth to spend? So it is the fitna. Some of the people spend their excess wealth upon musicians. So you see the difference now. So the wealth, is it khair or shar? You see now, is it khair or shar? There is a rich Nigerian Muslim, all he does is reconcile between musicians and sponsor musical trips. It's fitna. It's fitna. But all of these fitna fall under which aspect of fitna? Al-fitna to al-khaf. So the Sheikh gave us a verse that proves this. It's kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut wa nabluukum bi-sharri wal-khayri fitna wa ilayna turja'u. Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. Every person, every soul shall die. Wa nabluukum bi-sharri wal-khayri fitna. We will be trying you with good and evil, bi-sharri wal-khayri, with evil things. When a man has a child pass away from him, is it good or is it fitna? Is it good or evil? Is it shar or khair? A man has five children, one pass away. Is it khair or shar? 2 weeks time, another one passes away. One of our brothers, it happened to him recently. May Allah provide him with that which is better than that. This is the kind of thing we refer to as shar. He wants to see how that brother will manage himself in that condition. Okay, if you hear the hadith that the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a Muslim has two children who pass away from him, these children will drag his hand into Al-Jannah. So, that a child died and he was patient, hopeful in this reward, is it shar or khair? You see now. What makes it khair or shar is your conduct. How have you handled the situation? That is what will determine whether it is absolute khair or absolute shar. So that is why the test can come from what we call khair. The test can come from what we call shar. May Allah protect us. وَمِنْهَا فِتْنَةُ النَّاسِ بِالنَّاسِ اللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانِ. From the fitna that Allah has placed in this dunya is fitnatu النَّاسِ بِالنَّاسِ بِاخْتِلَافِ أَحْوَالِهِمْ. The trial people gain from other people. Fitna from fellow human beings. Fitna from your elder brother who hates you because you wear a beard. It's fitna. May Allah protect us. Some of the women are still struggling with their parents over hijab. It's fitna. Fitna to nas, bin nas. Some people are the trials over another group of people. Like a university authority that prevents women from dressing in faith day. These people become a fitna over those young Muslims. It's fitna. Big fitna. Or there's a disagreement between the community and the young people. It's fitna. Fitna to nas, bin nas. The elders will be saying, these young boys, they don't care something. We are going to deal with them. The young ones will say, these elders won't care. Like, but yeah, they don't even want that. It's fitna to nas, bin nas. Fitna to nas, bin nas. May Allah protect us. So the Sheikh says, wa minha fitna to nas, bin nas, bi-khtilafi ahwalihim. In all the cases, Allah wants to see how you conduct yourself. As young people, how have you followed the rulings of the Sharia in your conduct? As a community of elderly people, have you followed the rulings of Sharia in your conduct? That will determine whether you will emerge from that fitna as a successful or failures. May Allah protect us. So the Sheikh says, wa minha fitna to nasi bin nas. From amongst the fitna Allah has placed in this dunya is fitna of people over others. Bi-ikhtilafi ahwalihim. Depending on the difference in the condition of the people, min fakrin, whether you are talking about the poor, waginan, or you are talking about richness, the fitna of the poor over the rich is also a fitna. The poor thinks that the rich is not spending on them. The rich also think that the poor are too craving, they are too demanding. It's fitna. We were in a masjid with one of the brothers, I think in Kaduna, Abu Sakina. One man came up to ask the people to provide him. So he explained all the problems he had. It was Salatul Isha. Nobody went to him to give him anything. You know what he did? He says, ha antum ha'ula tud'auna litunfiqu fi sabilillah. فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يَبْخَلْ وَمَنْ يَبْخَلْ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلْ لِنَفْسِهِ وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِي وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. Fitna. Fitna to nas bin nas. باختلاف أحوالهم من فقر أو غنى. Whether the people are poor, whether the people are rich, there's fitna. Ha antum ha'ula tud'aun. You are a group of people that you have been invited. لتنفقوا في سبيل الله. To spend upon the path of Allah. فمنكم من يبخل. There are those amongst you who are stingy. ومن يبخل. Whoever becomes stingy, يبخل عن نفسه. He is stingy upon his own head, upon his own soul. والله الغني. Allah is the one who is absolutely rich. وأنتم الفقراء. All the rest of you, you are poor people. فقراء. Okay, why did you come to them to ask for the money? And then he says, "Wa in tatawallaw." If you continue upon this, your aptitude, yes, that will come and there. Allah will change all of you. He will bring another set of people. Summa la yakunu amsal. Those people will not be like you people think. Fitna. Fitna to nas bin nas. باختلاف أحوالهم من ماذا؟ من فقر وغنى وصحة ومرض. Likewise in terms of sound health and sickness. A parent will be a fitna for the child. A child will be a fitna for the parent. There is a trial, there is a sickness children have. They will have a round face. What is it called? They'll be dropping Down syndrome, Barakallah. Is a fitna for a parent. May Allah protect us. The child, at the age that the child should see that he can't sit down. At the age he should talk, it can't talk. It's not stable at all. And it is not known to have a cure. I say it's not known. Have you? Aha. So don't misunderstand. It's not known to have a cure. Otherwise, there is no illness that Allah has brought to this dunya, except that He has also sent down its cure. Alimahu man alimahu wa jahilahu man jahilahu. That's why I said its cure is not known. I know a woman who has a child with Down syndrome. It's always a problem. The child that has Down syndrome has younger brothers and younger sisters. The attention to those younger ones is not up to the attention of the one with Down syndrome. The other way around. How about a person who has a mother that has suffered dementia or a father that has suffered dementia? You know what is dementia? Dementia, some sort of psychiatric disorder that happens to people because of old age. When you bring her food, you say, "You want to kill me? You want to kill me?" When you say, "Mama, come," you say, "Don't touch me, don't touch me." There is needle on your hand. It's fitna. She can say, "Okay, you want to kill me because my second child is in some place. That's why you want to take my child." Is it not fitna for the children taking care of him? Between yesterday and today, a woman was crying. We have known, we'd been together, we lived on the same street when we were younger than this. She was crying about the condition of their father. So the fitna can be in terms of wealth, poverty and richness. It can also be in terms of what? Illness and sound health. So the group of people will be fitna over the other or for the other. Allah mentioned this fitna too in the Quran. The fitna people have from themselves. وَمَا رُسَلْنَاكَ وَمَا رُسَلْنَا قَبِلَكَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا أَنَّهُمْ لَا يَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامَ وَيَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. Allah said, "We had not sent any messenger before you, Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam. Illa annahum la ya'kuluna ta'am." Except that those messengers were people who were eating food too. Wayamshuna fil aswaq. And they were walking all around in the markets. Why? Because the people used to abuse the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if you are truly a prophet, why are you coming to buy something in the market? Why are you coming to the market? Why are you eating food? Meanwhile, he had told them that innama ana basharun mislukum. I'm a man like you. So what do you do? Don't you eat food? Don't you sleep? Don't you drink? Don't you go to market? So if I'm basharun like you, why shouldn't I do those other things too? The difference between myself and you is wahyu yuha ilayya. So Allah responded to those people who accused the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. All the other messengers that had come before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya'kulun wa yamshun fil aswaq. They eat food and then they move in the markets. And then he says, وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ. Ah, we made a group of you fitna, a means of trials, لِبَعْض, to the others. أَتَصْبِرُونَ. Will you be patient and hope for the rewards of patience? Sometimes it is your jar, your neighbor, who will come back to you. There's a hadith on it. All these we are reading. Al-fitnatul amma, al-fitnatul khasa. You didn't ask and say, Abu Nasir, what is the proof for dividing fitna into two? We'll come back to it. We'll see the hadith of Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman. It divides fitna into two, amma and khasa. So it says, atasbirun. When your parents becomes difficult for you to handle, atasbirun, will you be patient and end the reward for patience? When your child becomes somehow, when your husband becomes somehow, when your brother becomes somehow, when your uncle becomes somehow, when your younger brother becomes somehow, when your neighbor becomes somehow, atasbirun, will you be patient and end the reward of patience? It's fitna. It's fitna. It's fitna. Trial for you. May Allah protect all of us. The Sheikh says, wa minha fitnatul insan bil insan min jihatil mabhi wadzam. From amongst the fitna that Allah has placed in this world is the fitna of a people with, or an individual with another individual. Min jihatil madhi. Some people will praise a man until they will destroy him. You know such examples, Fir'aun. They praised him till they destroyed him. Likewise, wazzam. Some people will blame a man until they will become the blame. You blame him, blame him, blame him. Even in the same side, there is no blame in it. You blame him over it. He did something right, he did something wrong. You don't need to blame him over those ones that he did that are right. If you do so, you are a fitna to him. You blame him over what he did that are wrong. In fact, because of those ones that he did that are right, it may make you reduce the blame over those ones that he did that are wrong. So regarding much praise, regarding them, blaming a person, there is fitna there too. That's why if you go to Al-Adab al-Mufrad by Imam al-Bukhari, there are ahadith that will come back to it when we get to that in the classes on Al-Adab al-Mufrad. From the Sunnah, the Messenger encouraged us that when somebody praises you in front of you, pick some stones and stone him. Ulama say when the praise is much, and it is said that the praise will break the back of the person that you are praising. Don't praise your brother so much to destroy him. Likewise, don't blame him so much to destroy him. Sometimes you blame a man until he hardly can even make wudu. He will be thinking that if he makes that wudu, he will be wrong. Because you make him feel that he can never be right. It is fitna for you too, the blamer. Just like it is fitna for the praising person. It's a fitna for the person that is praised. It's a fitna for the blaming person. It's also a fitna for who? The person that is blamed. On both sides, fitna. The evidence for that, the Sheikh cited, is also another verse in Surah Al-Ankabut. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. There are those who say we believe in Allah upon their mouths. فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ. When they become insulted and abused. And look at how he has a beard like the goatee beard. Look at their jilbab like they give it a name. Look at the scarf like they give it a name. Look at the jumping trousers like they give it a name. They abuse you. Uziya fillah. For the sake of Allah. Why is it for the sake of Allah? What you are doing it upon obedience to Allah. That's why it's for the sake of Allah. Some people are such that when these abuses come, Ja'ala fitnatanna. It takes the abuse of the people. Ka'azabillah. As if it's a punishment from Allah. So you see him, he's down, he's weak. Why? When somebody abused me yesterday that I'm Eleha, I'm like so so and so. Uzi ya filla. Fajala fitna tanasika azabillah. You are being abused upon obedience to Allah. So why do you make this insult? The people hold on to you. It's a trial for you also. So how do you conduct yourself under those abuses? It's also a trial for those that are abusing you, because you'll get the reward for that abuse. So regarding abuse, regarding praise, there is fitna connected to it. Says, wala in jaa nasrun min rabbika la yaquluna inna kunna ma'akum. But if it's a thing of praise, if it's a good thing, if it's a thing, nasrun min Allah, perhaps you go to a war and then Allah makes you become triumphant, you have a lot of booty to share. Jaa inna kunna ma'akum. Wala kukujo wa papo tele abi. We did together. I did with you. You know how boys say that? They say, na alaji adeo. That is, they are booking a place with you. Inna kunna ma'akum. Have we not been together? Are we not Muslims together? Did we not fight the battle together? Did we not? They want to share from the good results. But when there was abuse, we don't want to have anything to do. No. Don't touch me. I'm not involved. May Allah protect all of us. أَوَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِعَلَمَ بِمَا فِي سُدُورِ الْعَالَمِينَ. If you are truly a believing person, does Allah not know what's in your heart? If you are not truly a believing person, does Allah not know? Allah knows. He knows what we all have in our minds. So all this is to prove that there are different kinds of fitna. The Sheikh says, إِلَى غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ الَّتِي يُجْرِيهَ اللَّهُ لِحِكَمٍ عَظِيمَةٍ. And others amongst the fitan, الَّتِي يُجْرِيهَ اللَّهُ, that Allah makes to occur, Allah makes this fitan to occur, لِحِكْمَةٍ عَظِيمَةٍ, for great huge wisdom that is known to him, subhanahu. Big fitna occur because of what Allah wants. Allah wants it to occur. لِحِكَمٍ, for a lot of wisdom that are known to him alone. He may make us know some of them. He may make us know some. Sometimes we will not know anything about it. It's fitna. Fitna in terms of your wife, in terms of the children, in terms of relatives. A fitna will come. Like the fitna of a brother having his children. One died this week, another died the other week. Subhanallah. If we know it's fitna, if we know what these children will become tomorrow, maybe we'll be saying Alhamdulillah. During one of the plane crashes, someone was rushing to the airport in Abuja to meet a flight. The flight had gone. He was said to be a senior military officer. He was annoyed. You know what it means for those people on the counter when he missed the flight? People ran away from the counter because they were afraid that they may be dealt with. So as they were still in the talk and noise and arguments in the airport in Abuja when they heard that the plane had crashed, that he's missing the flight, what was it for him? You see now. It means if we are a bit patient to know, we know that there is hikmah behind it. So there are different kinds of fitan. What Allah wants to do with those fitan, as far as we are concerned, is to see whether we will stand firm, sabitun, or people will be what? Muza'adzi'un. So the Sheikh says the fitna are many and Allah has placed them in this world. He says, wa mahma kanat tilka al-fitani falaha jami'un jama'aha. No matter the kind of fitna, they have an all-encompassing definition that they have been given. Yaqulul Hafiz ibn Abdul Barr, al-Imam ibn Abdul Barr al-Namri, he said, wa jima'u ma'an al-fitna, the all-encompassing meaning of that word, fitna, is what? Al-ibtila'u wal-imtihanu wal-ikhtibar. Fitna is trial, ibtila', trial. وَالْإِمْتِحَانِ, test. وَالْإِخْتِبَارِ, examination. So each time they say fitna, the general, most probable meaning of that word fitna will be what? Test, trial, examination. Allah wants to see you. He wants to make you know the value of your claim. Because the person who is claiming something, he may be deceived by his deception of the claim, not to know the reality of his person until that trial comes. He will now be saying, oh, Hashem in fear, divine law, may Allah protect us. So trials come. The general meaning of the word fitna is al-iqtibar, wa mada wal-ibtila, wa mada wal-iqtibar, imtihan. These trials, examination, tests. This is what fitna means. Then he says, wa madaru hadithina al-layla. The center point of our discussion this night is al-fitnatul ammah, the general fitan. What does that mean? All what we had been talking about is what? Al-fitnatu al-khafa. This is not the dalil still. The dalil is in kitab and sunnah. But this is dalil ila dalil. One of the salaf said, aqwalul ulama aw qawlu al-alimi dalilun ila dalilin. The statements of the scholars is a guide to the dalil. So this is a guide to the dalil. He says, wa madaru hadithina al-layla. The center point of our discussion this night, it means that discussion took place in a night. It's what? Al-fitnatu al-amma. The general fitna. Tusibu umum al-umma aw kathirina minha. The fitna that will encompass the generality of the ummah aw kathirin minha. Or a large number of people in that ummah. May Allah protect us. Wa yalhaku asaruha al-umum. The trait, the leftover of that fitna, yalhaqu al-umum. It will affect the generality of the people. The leftovers of the trials, especially in Lagos and even in Oshun, the effect is affecting a lot of people. A lot of people are jobless now. I'm sure you know. No jobs. Why? Their offices have been burnt. Their stores have been burnt. And the insurance companies, unfortunately or fortunately, are squeezing now because they have a lot of money to cough out. The money they have been depriving the people of all these years. So many of the people don't have jobs now. Workplaces were destroyed. Offices were destroyed. Stores were destroyed. People's homes were looted and destroyed. So it will affect a large number of the people. The effect of that fitna will affect a large number of the people or the entirety of the people. كَفِتْنَةِ الْقُرُوجِ عَلَىٰ وَلِيِّ الْأَمْرِ. One of such fitnatu عَامَّةٌ is fitnatu الْخُرُوجِ, that evil trial of rising against constituted authority. Is this clear to us? جَزَكَ خَيْرًا. From that is fitnatu al-khuruji ala waliyyi al-amr, the fitna of rising against constituted authority. So constituted authority will say, leave the road. You will say, we will not leave the road. Constituted authority will say, stay in your homes from 4 p.m. You say, we will not stay in our homes at 4 p.m. And the law empowers them to introduce a curfew. Doesn't the law empower them to introduce a curfew? Okay, they say at 4 p.m., we give you up to 9 p.m. You say we will not go anywhere, we are here. It's fitna. It's fitna. The rest of what has happened is a story now. It's fitna. Fitna. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. Rising against constituted authority brings a lot of fitna to the generality of the people. In 1993, I was already in university when the head of state at the time, Sani Abacha, said, I'm the president. So people want to say, no, we have democratic election. We have this. He said, look, roll out the tanks. Do you know this expression in Nigerian political arena? Roll out the tanks. Who said it? the commander in chief to roll out the tanks. That is, roll out the armored tanks. What do they will not go through? June 12, we stand. June 12, they fire. Boom, boom, boom. People went down. The next day, what happened? Many of the people stayed inside their houses. A fitna. A curfew was introduced. The people can't come out of their homes. Fitna. 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 And in that circumstance, someone came and said, I am the president of the country. Someone has a gun. The one who does not have a gun comes to say, I am the president of the country. What is that going to happen? Fitna. 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 May Allah protect us. One of the biggest fitna that can ever occur is a fitna of rising against constituted authority. And we see what happened in our own state. If we were not there, and alhamdulillah, we will not be there, we saw the videos. Is that not fitna? That the leader of the people will be directly faced. It's fitna. It's fitna. Some people sit down and say, no, protest is not rising against constituted authority. Ask them what it is. They say, no, there is difference between Muzahara and Khuruj ala Wali al-Amr. The beginning of Khuruj ala Wali al-Amr, annahu yakhruj alayh, ma'ana, iza amarahu la yasbayti'uhu. Khuruj alayh. They say there is difference between Muzahara, demonstration and protest, and Khuruj, rising against constituted authority. I say, the demonstration is the beginning. When he says leave the road, they will say we will not leave the road. What has he done? He has disobeyed him. Kharaja alayhi, lugat and hatta. Even in lugat. When you make Khuruj ala insan, you are disobeying him. Why is there Khuruj ala al-ulama? Do you know there is Khuruj ala al-ulama? All the scholars have a view, you come and have a different view from their own. Kharajta alayhi. May Allah protect us. All the scholars have a view, you have a different view. It is Khuruj. Why is it Khuruj? What is the common factor? The common factor is that you went away different from the way of the community. So when you sit down the road away from the way of the community, the entire people in the community want to go to work. About 500,000 people want to go to work. 3,000 people sit down the road. You will not go to work. And you come back and say that is free? It is fitna. And the beginning of that uprising. That's why there is no community where there's uprising except that it starts with what they call Muzahara. So if Muzahara itself, if I'm repeating it because people misunderstand, some people deliberately misrepresent. That's why I'm repeating that if. How many times have I said if? Somebody said on the net that, let me leave that one aside. Yes. One of the major problems, we are coming back to it, Sheikh Suleiman Ruhaili mentioned it. Asigoye gati tinani. Fitinani, sometimes it is because the person's brain is low. Okolo re o munadoko ko gboye ni emabu. At another time, it is a deliberate misrepresentation of a fact. That one, Allahu hasibuhu. Yes. Allah ni o da fun ruru eyan be. En to ba dana fitina en to man gba, Allah bo san fun. The one who starts the fire of a fitna, you will see it here, we'll come across it. Such a person will gain it too. Deliberate misrepresentation of facts. Is that not what we call fake news? This is what we call fake news. Fake news. It's one of the major problems in fitna. May Allah protect us. Let's proceed. Kafitnatil khuruji ala wali al-amr. وفتنة الإفساد المسمى بالإرهاب وفتنة الإفساد and the fitna of destruction, the fitna of causing evil on the earth المسمى بالإرهاب that they have called إرهاب, terrorism. in the past when you are passing by airport pre September 11, if people see you, Sheikh beard, they say, Mashallah, Sheikh, tafaddal, tafaddal. Now, if they see you with beard, you are an accuser. They'll be watching you like as if you're a criminal already. You say, watch those people with beard, let them not deceive us with them. Unfortunately, those who commit this evil don't wear beard. Go and look at any picture of all those ones that have been arrested. You hardly see them with beard. May Allah protect all of us. The Sheikh says it's another fitna. Some 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Muslims will do something. All the rest of the Muslims will be abused for the same thing. Laws will be made against 5 million Muslims because of 5 Muslims who did something. Muslim women who wear jilbab, because of one who will do one thing, all the Muslim women in a country will be, there's a law against them. It's fitna. Fitna. He said, wa fitna to takfir, wa tabdi'i, wa tafsir. Fitna to takfir. The fitna of declaring people to be kafir. This one's kafir. This is kafir. That's kafir. That one kafir. It's fitna. Wa tabdi'i. This one muftadi. That one muftadi. This other one muftadi. The other one muftadi. That's muftadi. The other one muftadi. If you ask him, who is the Sunni, you say, I don't know. But all these ones that you have mentioned, they are all muftadiun. It's fitna too. It's fitna too. Wallah, it's fitna too. The Sheikh will explain further in the book. It says, what tafsir, easily ascribing sinfulness. To say, this brother, election, what did he do? May Allah protect us. What tanabuzi bil alqab, the fitna of throwing nicknames. You like, what ille. That is, they have given him a nickname. What ille. And what ille. It's fitna. It's fitna. Wallahi, it's fitna. It's fitna. Fitna. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. He says, all these things will be happening min ghayri tahakkuki al-muqtada al-shar'i lil-wasf. There will be takfir, there will be tabdi, there will be tafsik, there will be at-tanabuz bil-alqab min ghayri mada tahakkuki al-muqtada al-shar'i lil-wasf. Without actually finding those things in the Sharia. Yes, these things are in the Sharia. There's takfir in the Sharia. There's tabdi in the Sharia. There's tafsik. That's talqib in the Sharia, but are the conditions for these things fulfilled before you ascribe that name? Some people don't even know the conditions, but they only know how to ascribe the name. Fitna. Fitna. He says also, wa fitna tittabahudi, and the fitna of mutual hatred. Ki muslima ko rareni, ko irareni, salafi. This salafi hates this salafi. How is that? This salafi, he hates this salafi. This salafi hates this salafi. This salafi hates this salafi. So the other one, we give the other one a name. This one we give and this one a name. The other one we give the other one a name. It's fitna. Fitna. We will all now look the same. I remember a verse, but I will not read it regarding us. We will look together in the face, in our face, in our look, in our approach, in our salat. We will look the same. In everything will be the same, but our minds will be opposite because we hate ourselves. Tabagud, fitna to tabagud. And the Prophet warned us, alayhi salam. says, لا تحاسدوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تدابروا وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا. I want to say, Walo Dio Ninu Wawa Muslimi. May Allah protect us. He says, Fitna to tabagudi wa tadaburi. Atada tabagud, hating yourself. Atadabur, turning your backs against yourself. May Allah protect us. Wa tahajuri, abandoning one another. That brother, I don't want to have anything to. People like him to be abandoned. He is the one giving the ruling. There are shurut for Hajrul Muslim. Scholars wrote entire book about it. Hajrul Muslim. There are rules, there are conditions. But perhaps something happened between the you this brother. Oh yeah, can't watch Hajru Yuru Amele. He is the mufti in circumstance. Oh yeah, can't watch Hajru Yuru. Or that something happens between him and say, oh yeah, can't back down, brother. Someone came to Sheikh Al-Imam Muhammad Nasiruddin Al-Albani. He came all the way from Saudi Arabia to tell him about somebody. He wants Sheikh Al-Albani to rule that that person is a muftadi. This person, when he was talking, I had a feeling that he's also a knowledgeable person. But they felt that let it come from a learned person. But today, everybody is scholar of Jaffa Wataji. Everybody is scholar of Jaffa. Everybody is scholar of Jaffa Wataji. In fact, for some people, to learn Jaffa Wataji is wajib. You must learn it if you want to be Salafi. I don't know where all these laws have come from. Knowledge has darajat. And learning it has maratib, level, one level, then another thing, then another thing, then another thing. If you make the person jump from one thing to the other, there will be trouble. Like you tell a part one medical student to perform surgery. How would that be? He is the one to deliver a woman with a twin, co-joint twin, because he read in anatomy about. That is what we are doing. I have read it in one book, in Al-Nukka ala Nuzhati Nazar, or in Nuzhati Nazar, or the Sharh of Sheikh Uthaymeen of Baikuniya. These are just the beginning books. There are bigger things to study before someone begins to talk about that. Al-Imam al-Zahabi, he has an entire book on it. About the people amongst the scholars whose statements will not be accepted in Jaffa Wataji. Those amongst the scholars whose statements will not be accepted on Jaffa Wataji. Let me tell you one of them. Affan ibn Muslim. Affan ibn Muslim is the sheikh of Imam Ahmad. Affan ibn Muslim. Imam Ahmad likes him so much. Go and read what Imam Ahmad spoke about his Sheikh Affan ibn Muslim. But you know what? His statements are not accepted in Jaffa Wataji. Okay. How about the one who is not Affan yet? Who is not in the level of these people yet? What I'm saying is that not everybody should be talking about Jaffa Wataji. That everybody is talking about Jaffa Wataji and this, that. It is causing a tahajur. It is causing mutual disconnection amongst Muslims. It's making the people, this one will be disconnected from this one, that one will be disconnected. Learn and grow by the levels of knowledge. Everything has its own level. So if you don't get the help you want to do it, you commit suicide. If you don't commit suicide, you commit murder. You either be killing yourself or you kill people because you falsely accuse people. In fact, some of the people will say, if they say one person must study, everybody must accept. If you don't accept, he will put you in sin. You'll have to be here, as they say. That is, bear him with him. These approaches, we should be careful with it. Because these things are deen. It's religion. The first problem the individual will have is that, are you up to the level of somebody who should be saying that? So if you are not up to the level of someone, you should be saying that, keep quiet. Did the messenger not say, Mansur Matanaja, the one who is silent, becomes safe, protected? He told us. Scoot, keep quiet. They say, Awwalul ilm asamt. Salaf said that. The first part of knowledge, learning in inside Islam. The first thing is that you first of all keep quiet first. In our own case, Awwalul ilm al-kalam. The first aspect of knowledge is that you must know Jalwat Adin first. That is not the beginning of knowledge. This is the point that I'm saying. Masini go alati go. It is not the place to start learning Islam. There are many other things first before you get there. But when you hastily get to something, you may not even know it at all. The one who hastily begins to do something before the time for that thing, one of the punishments he will have is that he will not get that thing. So let's be patient with one another. This hastiness is much. Every person says this one is this. It's fitna. That is the point we are trying to say. Sheikh Suleiman al-Ruhaili said these kinds of things, they are fitan upon the people. He says, إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ الْعَامَّةِ and others amongst the general fitan التي مَا سَقَطَ فِيهَا أَحَدٌ. This fitna are such that if anyone falls in it, وَزَلَّتْ قَدَمُهُ فِيهَا and his leg mistakenly slips, because the place is a slippery ground, he slips into it, فَسَدَ عَيْشُهُ, his life affairs become destroyed. وَتَكَدَّرَتْ نِعْمَتُهُ, the favors that Allah has blessed him with, they turn now against him. Favor turns to become something else. Rahmah turns to become something else. وَأَظْلَمَ قَلْبُهُ, his mind will become dark. He will be sad. وَبَاقَتْ نَفْسُهُ بِالنَّاسِ, and he will be feeling bad about the people when all these things happen. وَصَدَقَ مُعَوِيَةُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ حَيْثُ قَالَ. Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan was right when he said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْفِتْنَةَ, be careful about fitna, avoid fitna, beware of fitna. فَلَا تَهِمُّوا بِهَا, do not pay attention to fitna, do not crave fitna, don't seek fitna, don't pay attention to fitna. فَإِنَّهَا تُفْسِدُ الْمَعِيشَةَ, because fitna will destroy the people's means of earning. We saw that, Abi, وَتَكَدَّرَتِ النِّعْمَةَ, because the favors will become destroyed and upturned. وَتُورِسُ الْإِسْتِفْصَالِ, وَتُورِسُ الْإِسْتِفْصَالِ, it will make everything to turn upside down and downside up. This asar of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, ذَكَرَهُ الزَّهَبِيُّ فِي السِّيَرِ, Al-Imam al-Zahabi mentioned it in Siyar wa Alam al-Nubala. وَصَدَقَ حُزَيْفَةُ حَيْثُ قَالَ, Huzayfa ibn al-Yaman was also correct when he said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْفِتْنَةِ وَالْفِتَنِ, you people be careful. The companions are warning about fitna. Salafi, are we hearing our salafs? وَمْتَ وَنِيَتِي, they drag our ears. Listen, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْفِتْنَةِ, be careful. Beware of fitan. He says, La yashkhas laha ahadun. Nobody should go and present himself in front of it now. La yazharu laha. Nobody should do it. Don't come in front of fitna. Wallahi. He swore by Allah, Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman, Ma shakhas fiha ahadun illa nasafathu. Nobody comes, open his hands up, presenting himself in front of fitna, illa nasafathu nasfan, it will destroy him, it will take him away. Fitna will destroy that individual, it will bomb him. Fitna bombs people who come out in front of it. May Allah protect us. Kama yansifu sayl dimna, as sayl is the oncoming erosion. Sayl, water flowing, flood. Adam or adim is manure, dung. You know dung? The feces from animals. When they become dry, they place them under the roots of plants. So when there is rain, what happens? Rain washes away the dung. He said the way rain washes away dung that has turned manure, that is the way fitna will wash away any person who presents himself in front of fitna. May Allah protect us. He said, Hafizahullah rawahu Abdul Razak wal-Hakim. Al-Imam Abdul Razak ibn Hammam al-San'ani and Hakim al-Nisaburi have reported this asar. I think it will be convenient for us to stop here today, inshallah. But it was a good reading, inshallah. I was thinking how we're going to read this book, but I think we are proceeding gradually. And I like to adjure the rest of us to have copies of the book. The best thing for us that when we read it, we have copies with us. The major issue we have discussed today is the meaning of fitna, the types of fitna, and how dangerous and perilous a fitna can be. May Allah protect us all from fitan. I think we can answer one or two questions before we go, inshallah. Ameen wa antum fa jazakumullahu khairan. No. He's asking, he wants to ask about salah. This is not fiqhul salah. We have done fiqhul salah. We want fiqhul fitan. If a question is connected to fitna, it is preferable. Otherwise, if we don't have, we take this question and go, inshallah. Anyone has a question about fitan? Alaykum salam. What is the question? He described the matter, but he has not asked the question. Let's tell us. A brother felt that a community is getting bad. He wants to move to another community that is better for us, or for him and then the family in their consideration. But the wife does not want to move with him. He moved and left them. So, but he's worried. What? How will their conditions be? So I said, okay, what is the question? Is it valid to ask this question? Is my question valid? Or what advice do we have for this kind of a man? Can this be the question? What advice we can give this kind of a man? I think that's the question. What do we advise him? Firstly, connecting it to what we have learned today. What kind of fitna is this? Al-fitnatul khasa. Fitna connected to him regarding his ahal, his wife and children. Innama amwalukum wa auladukum. May Allah protect us. Each person has it one way or the other. May Allah protect us. I think a better thing to do is to try different ways of convincing the woman to come with you. Don't talk about the children, because once the woman moves, the children will move with her. So look for a good way to convince the woman. Look for a good way to convince the woman. From that is that you make dua that Allah should guide her to that decision, inshallah. I think that's just the advice we can give to that person. Except if the danger in that place where they are is so strong. Because in this case, divorce will not even solve the problem. If you divorce her, she's going to keep the children for as long as she has not gotten married. And the children are younger. So you see, the better thing to do is to look for a way of convincing the woman to move with you, that the brother should convince the wife to move with him. And that should include making a lot of dua in that respect, inshallah. Now, the last question for today, inshallah. Ameen wa antum. Ameen and you. Now.
in the Hamish. This is not a class for that. If we want to do that, almost 2 years we may be reading this book. This Qira'ah is Qira'ah Amma. If it is Qira'ah Khasa, we'll make that kick, you know. I think we can stop there like that. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك آمين وآمين.